No, you got fed a bunch of bullshit by parents, priests, professors, and politicians, trying to tell you what to do, usually in service of some kind of selfish agenda that had nothing to do with your health, happiness, or mating success. Your culture should have taught you long ago about what we're going to teach you. To be successful in mating, you simply have to become the kind of man that women have evolved to want. This is not a revolutionary concept, it's an evolutionary one. Human females, like all clever creatures, choose their mates according to certain criteria and preferences. If you don't fit their criteria, they won't mate with you. If you do, good news, you're in business. It really is that basic, and there's no way around it. In biology, this process is called female choice. Female choice is so high you can't get over it, so deep you can't get under it, so wide you can't get around it. Your only option is to accept it and embrace it. You have to fit their mate choice criteria. Once you do that and become that man, your future girlfriends will be attracted to you and more grateful than you can imagine, whether you're seeking one-time hookups or a lifelong marriage. We'll tell you all of this stuff. We'll explain the 5 principles for successful mating to give you a nice functional framework, and then we'll walk you through the 5 steps for getting your mating life together. That's it. That's all you need to fix your mating life. So that's all there is to this audiobook. It's a very simple concept, and the rest of this program is dedicated to showing you what that is, why that is, and how to do it. If you pay attention and follow along, if you work on becoming a great guy who can offer the things women instinctively want, you will be happier, and women will be happier with you. Everyone wins. This book's origin. This is not our book, it's your book. We built it from the ground up to serve your needs. It's been shaped by your emails, questions, and feedback. It even originated in the dating failures of guys like you. Here's how that happened. This book exists because some young guys in Cincinnati were terrible with women, and they blamed Tucker Max. At a Thanksgiving dinner, I was hanging out with some of my male cousins, typical young American guys in high school or college, mostly without girlfriends. They asked about my research in evolutionary psychology and human sexuality. I explained a few basics about why women love self-deprecating humor, why they value intelligence as a good genes trait, and how lap dancers' ovulatory cycles influence their tip earnings. The cousins had never heard about any of that stuff. Some were fundamentalist, some were atheist. Some were young Republicans, some were liberal hipsters. Their common ground was that they all adored women, sex, and dating, but they knew almost nothing about these topics. So I asked my relatives and their friends where they were learning about human mating. Then the floodgates opened. Several mentioned that they'd read Tucker's books, like I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, Assholes Finish First, or Hilarity Ensues. They swore by these books. They weren't just entertaining stories, they were the bedrock of their sexual education, their dating Bibles. I was appalled by their ignorance about mating, but intrigued to hear about this Tucker person, who must be an especially wise, well-balanced, sober dating guru, to merit such a devoted and diverse following. So I read Tucker's books, and the mystery only deepened. The letters W and T and F kept running through my mind. A few months later, I was at a psychology conference in Austin, Texas, and got in touch with Tucker. We found an instant rapport, and I shared the story about the Thanksgiving cousins who were Tucker Max fans. Tucker asked, "How are they doing with women and dating?" I said, "Not very well, I think. They seem confused and frustrated. With all due respect, I'm not sure your books are the best guides to how to improve one's dating life." Well, no shit, Tucker thought. His books weren't written as education manuals. They're just funny stories about getting drunk, hooking up, and doing stupid things with his friends. Who takes dating advice from a guy who gets into a breathalyzer contest at a sushi restaurant? Who takes sex advice from a guy who has to keep replacing his mattresses because women keep peeing on them? If anything, Tucker's stories were cautionary tales about what not to do. I agreed. Tucker said, "I don't understand. You're a sex researcher and an evolutionary psychologist. You know this field. You've taught it for decades. Why didn't you just recommend a good mating guide for young men?" I said, "I tried, but it doesn't exist. Nobody's written it yet." Tucker was flabbergasted. How could a basic instruction manual for such a crucially important topic not exist? It has to. You must be wrong. No, Tucker was wrong. I proved the point. "Tucker, how did you learn this stuff?" Tucker said, "Oh, right, I had to learn it by myself through trial and error. Lots and lots of error." Tucker and I spent the whole dinner